Hi, it's Ian Green with Alan Carrington on Between the Buttons. We're here at Macworld, and we're speaking to Patrick Wilson. Patrick, you're from Fresno here in California.
Yes.
What's happening with you? What's happening with you at Macworld? What's excited you about this morning's session?
Well, this morning's session was about a really great high school in Central California, Minarets High School. I just think those kids are very, very lucky. They got some progressive, really hot shot educators that are getting laptops to them and all kinds of digital technologies, showing them all kinds of cool things they can do on the web.
How do you feel about it?
I feel great. I'm envious, right? Okay. We need to spread the word and get that out to all the kids around the nation.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go home now, back to your home school, and what's going to happen? What action are you going to take?
Oh, you know, I've got a great situation. We got computers in the school, so we're going to start sharing our videos with the kids in Minarets, and we've been building a dialogue. So I think it's just going to create a great synergy between other kids around the world. It's great for kids to get their stuff out into the real world.
Great. Sounds wonderful. And what other things have kind of given you a buzz here at Macworld? What's been the most exciting thing you've come across here?
You know, the big buzz is the iPad, and how can that affect education? That has a tremendous application in medical professions, but really education. Kids moving around with that, they can do typing, they can just carry that around. And so the iPad for education could be just huge. It could be your student response clicker, it could be your web clicker, it could be your designer, it could be everything in one little device that the kids could take. So I think the knowledge that mobile computing is going to be the next great thing of the 21st century, and I do mean mobile as if you'll have it with you at all times, ubiquitous internet, ubiquitous wireless. It's just, I think that's the excitement.
Wonderful. Sounds great. Well, they're going to give me a free iPad at the end of Macworld, so I'll see if I can get one for you as well.
I appreciate that, Ian. Thanks
plan.
A lot.
Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Ian, this is Kelly, one of my friends.
And now I'm talking to Mary Beth Batunek from San Rafael here in California. Mary Beth, what got you going about this morning's presentation? It's a difficult question, I know.
No, it was wonderful. I loved it. Out of everything I've seen so far, it was my favorite presentation of everything at Macworld. And it was really kind of inspiring. It made me wish I could go back to high school. Do it over again.
Okay, and in fact, you told me you're taking some messages back for your boss about...
I'm taking messages back to my boss so she can help incorporate this kind of stuff into her children's schools.
Okay, and what's the main message? What's the serious message you're taking back for her?
No textbooks.
No textbooks, down with textbooks, into a digital environment?
Just the one-on-one with the computers and the teachers being able to just pop in. I think it's fabulous. It's amazing, I think.
Wonderful. Another person who's excited. Thank you very much, Mary Beth.
I freeze up on camera or on tape. I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Makes me wish I was a teacher.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did an amazing job out of yesterday. I was like falling asleep in my...
And now I'm talking to Mark Yap from the University of Hawaii. Mark, what do you do back in Hawaii?
I'm an IT manager in our College of Education, and we happen to also have a charter school, a K-12 charter school that we operate and manage for us in particular, that allows us to operate both in higher education for research and development and also in the K-12 space, since we have a K-12 charter school.
Okay, sounds great. And what got you going from this morning's session? What excited you? What messages are you taking back home? What are you going to do when you land back in Hawaii? Apart from get the surfboard out, what are you going to do when you land back in Hawaii, and what's going to happen?
Well, the great thing about today's presentation that John helped to kick off is, for us in higher education, we're not necessarily always aware of all the tools that the teachers out there in the field that they've discovered and are using. So I actually took a lot of notes on what pretty much everybody else is doing out there, instead of us having to play with every single thing that's out there. It's great to get feedback from the teachers that are using it, who operate both in tech and are practicing teachers, of what they're using, and I'd like to go back and talk to some of our teachers about that.
Okay, good luck. Thanks very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
And now we're talking to John Bansanovich from the University of San Francisco, not too far away. John, you've been in this morning's session. What really got you excited?
Well, I loved hearing about all the free tools for teachers. I'm an educator in higher ed, and there were some great leads today on some free downloads, Prezi and virtual manipulatives and online whiteboarding software. So all new.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
It is very exciting. And it's great to get recommendations from folks who are using the tools versus finding them myself and not knowing how useful are they.
Yeah, yeah. And so, John, you actually work on educating teachers. Is that your role?
Yeah, faculty in higher ed.
Yeah, yeah. And how's that going? What's the general awareness of sort of digital tools and how well prepared are our upcoming generation of teachers for the digital classroom? Are we winning? Are we getting there?
I think we're getting there. I think the younger teachers in training are better prepared today than, 10 years ago. They're learning them in their high schools, and so we're just further refining their skills when they get to us in college. So certainly, just because they're digital natives, they're coming in better equipped and more aware and more receptive than, previous generations.
Wonderful. That sounds very promising. Thanks very much, John.
You're very welcome. Good luck and have a good vacation or visit.
Okay, now I finally found someone who's not actually from California. I'm talking to William Rolock from Saskatoon in Saskatchewan, Canada, from the Saskatchewan Public School Division. That's bar hunting country, I think, although William tells me he hasn't hunted many bears, but he has been in the Macworld session this morning. William, what got you excited this morning?
Well, I just think it's... some teachers are definitely taking technology and they're taking the step out. It's good to see teachers who've been in the classroom for a number of years embrace the new technology and push themselves. I think when you see people who are not just talking about it but are putting themselves on the line and learning the new technologies, which hasn't been easy, but the results are obvious that their students are more engaged and teachers are more engaged. That really came through.
Yep.
And I'm interested to learn more, to be honest with you, about how they're doing it. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your role back in Saskatchewan? What do you do in education there?
Well, I actually recently resigned from an ESL position overseas, and I was managing teachers, doing teacher training and classroom training. I've also been involved in program development or software programs for students. But I'm currently applying to graduate school, so I'm waiting to see if I get in. And and doing a little bit of tutoring right now just to keep fresh, but down for the conference to learn as much as I can.
Oh, okay, great. And up there, kind of north of Montana, as you describe it, what's the situation in terms of digital embedding of digital technologies in schools? Are they well advanced? Are they on the way?
Well, I worked in the public school division in my province in Canada, and I also worked in kind of an extension school for adult 12, and I just returned from Korea. The difference is considerable. Whereas the school system I taught in Korea, private system, it's very progressive. They are, I would say, I hesitate to really put a number on it, but they're quite a ways ahead. Now that's not their public system in Korea. This is the private system in Korea.
Yeah.
And some people are bringing the technology in Canada. I think it's very slow. I think for the reasons given here that teachers are very resistant to the new technology, afraid of the technology.
Yeah.
So I've seen both sides of the fence, and I know which side I want to be on.
Right, okay.
That's technology.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, William, and enjoy your stay here in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Okay, we're heading even further north now into the deep cold. I'm talking to Kathy Everett from somewhere way up in Alaska. Where from, Kathy?
Kotzebue, Alaska.
Kotzebue, Alaska. Okay, and you were in the session this morning. What got you excited in the session this morning?
I enjoyed mostly the energy of the people that are here, and since I am in charge of staff development for our teachers and we just went to a one-to-one laptop initiative, I was gathering information that I could forward on to them.
Okay, and what's the main message you're going to take back home then?
To think outside of the box and that they need to start using their students as a greater resource rather than trying to ferret it all out for themselves.
Okay, and in terms of the embedding of digital technology in education where you are, what's the situation? Is it well advanced? Is it only just starting? What's going on?
We did a one-to-one laptop initiative, 9-12, last spring. Every teacher has their own laptop and smart boards. We're in the process of getting clickers, K-12, and then purchasing Mac Minis for the smart boards so that we can free up the teacher's laptop so they have greater access to them and that they're not tied to the front.
Okay, so it's well down the track. All right, well, thank you for talking to us, and enjoy your time at Macworld.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, well, that's it. You've heard a few of the opinions from the educators who've been here in the session at Macworld this morning. This is Ian Green with Between the Buttons.